This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monein and read by Victoria Osunde.
Monday, November 1st. God's word to you today is look up. Our scripture reading is taken from John 17, verse 1, and it says, "After saying all these things, Jesus looked up to heaven and said, 'Father, the hour has come. Glorify your Son, so he can give glory back to you.'" Our first lesson from Jesus' prayer in John 17 starts in the very first verse, and it is the posture Jesus took. When Jesus prayed, Jesus faced God. However, as children of God, we have the privilege of lifting our eyes to God and bowing our knees to Him in reverence. In Daniel 4, we see a classic example of a man who thought he could lift up his eyes to heaven arrogantly, and how God responded. Daniel 4, verse 34 says, "After this time had passed." What time? The time Nebuchadnezzar was eating grass. The background to this story is this. Nebuchadnezzar was a very powerful king. He had a dream and called wise men, but they could not interpret it. Daniel showed up and interpreted the king's dream. Daniel said to Nebuchadnezzar to humble himself. God had promoted Nebuchadnezzar. He had things that other people would beg for. The only thing God required of the king was for him to humble himself. Nebuchadnezzar thanked Daniel and he left. 12 months passed and Nebuchadnezzar had not humbled himself. Sometimes it is as though God is sleeping, but he never sleeps nor slumbers. 12 months passed, and at the end of 12 months, the verdict came from heaven. The king began to crawl and eat grass like an animal. The hair on his body began to grow like that of an animal. And he had to live in the jungle for 7 years. After 7 years had passed, according to God's word, Daniel 4, verse 34 says, "After this time had passed, I, Nebuchadnezzar, looked up to heaven. My sanity returned, and I praised and worshipped the Most High and honored the One who lives forever. His rule is everlasting, and His kingdom is eternal." After 7 years of eating grass and living like an animal, I did not need to eat grass for even one day. I willingly lift up my eyes to you, God, and I adore the King of Heaven. God showed Nebuchadnezzar that he alone determines who gets what, and that he alone is God. Nebuchadnezzar came back from the jungle to his throne. Nebuchadnezzar was the king of the most powerful nation on earth. He was absent from his throne for 7 years, and nobody dethroned him. That was a miracle. Even kings that are present on their throne are not sure because there are going to be battles. But Nebuchadnezzar was absent for 7 years, and all his generals were still loyal to him. By the time he came back, they still restored him as king and in awe of God, bowed to the King of Heaven. It is beautiful. Jesus looked up to heaven, and it is instructive because you only look up to your source. You only look up to your superior. So when Jesus looked up to heaven, it was an acknowledgement. Like the Bible says, "Just like the servant waits on the master's hand, so Lord, my soul waits on you." David says in Psalms 121, verses 1 to 2, "I look up to the mountains. Does my help come from there? My help comes from the Lord, who made heaven and earth." John 17, verse 1 says, "Jesus looked up to heaven and said, 'Father.'" Let us pray. Heavenly Father, I acknowledge that you are my source and my King. Lord, I look up to you. And I fix my eyes on you alone, my help. In Jesus' name, amen.
We trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv, for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.